Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I have a question. Let me put a couple of scenarios to you.
Okay.
Before you answer. You're making dinner. One of the plates comes out looking absolutely stunning. The other one's a bit of a mess. Or you're making eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
And there are two perfect fried eggs on the one plate and the one broken yolk on the other plate. Or you go to the fridge and you open the pizza box from last night and there's two pieces of pizza left. One of them is bigger than the other one. At what point do you keep the nice thing for yourself instead of giving it to your partner? Because I think 99% of the time, I'm very much the, if I've broken an egg, you can have the two nice eggs.
Yeah.
You know, I'll deal with the, if there's two pieces of pizza, one of them smaller, I'll take the smaller piece. But every now and then, some little voice in the back of your brain goes like, have the nice one, have the big one.
I'll tell you when that voice comes in.
When?
When you start having children.
Is that the split?
That is the split. You can give your partner the nice stuff because they've got a job and they can also do the nice things for you.
They've worked hard today. See,
but with the kids, like, I'm not going to give you the perfect nice egg. You don't even have a nice phone to take a nice picture to show everyone how nicely I made the
egg. You didn't pay for this egg. If you want the nice yolky egg, make your own egg, child. Eat the eggs I'm going to give you. Fair enough, actually. I hadn't thought about that. Because it's a couple's thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're making dinner at night and one of them looks gorgeous and the other one doesn't, like most of the time I'll hand off the nice one.
Yeah, exactly.
But you do get those moments where you're just like, if I just eat this extra piece of meat, then it'll look like this plate is smaller, then I can have this, you know?
Or with the leftover pizza, you just grab the leftover, like the one that's got the more salami, you just grab the salami now. While it's in the fridge, before you show your partner that you took the one with more salamis.
Melissa on the WhatsApp line. I've been with my partner for 20 years. I deserve the nice portion. 084-850-0942. When? What happens? What's the thing that you just keep the nice one for yourself? Asking this afternoon, if you're making dinner at home, one plate ends up looking really pretty. If you got some leftovers, one portion is bigger than the other one. How do you decide who gets the nice plate? Clive is living in the year 3025. Says, Rob, in my house, I'm smart enough now. The big plate is always the ugly plate. You got to have the best of both worlds. So if you want to eat more, you're going to deal with the ugly one.
Yeah, you got to. Well, so basically, that's for him.
But pretty much.
Is what he's saying.
Pretty much. You said the kids never get the nice one.
Yes.
Juanita disagrees with you. I give the nice one to my children. Hubby can have the smaller one.
Oh.
Joe Man's looking like,
no, well, it doesn't work that way. That's what I'm saying. The thing is, they can't. I mean, their phones aren't nice enough to take really quality pictures to show what a great husband and dad you are.
Who are you posting them for?
For the gram.
Exactly.
I mean, we're all eating the same thing, right? It's just who's going to make it look better? Who's going to make you sound better?
Yeah.
Or feel better about yourself?
At what point do you decide to keep the nice portion for yourself?
Hi Rob, no, I will always take the smaller piece or the damaged one or the uglier one, except when I'm upset with you. Then you can have the ugly one, you can have the broken one, I'll take the nice one.
It's very clear communication, Lana, I appreciate that. You know, give me that big slice of leftover pizza.
Yeah.
You can have the crusts that I left. You must know how I feel about you in this moment.
The last drink in the bottle for the night is mine, by default.
Devils, not taking any prisoners. You know, there's that thing where they say, like, don't have the last portion of food and the last thing of the drink. Just pick one.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
That makes sense, yeah.
Honestly, it happens with groups of friends when you're out having dinner and there's, like, two pieces of something left. Mm. And it'll be nine of us around the table and no one wants to touch the last one because no one wants to feel impolite.
Yeah.
I've got over that. I'm that guy. If there's two pieces left, brah, say goodbye. I won't even ask. I'll just be like, oh, no one else wants any. Cool, mine.
Yeah.
I don't feel that scar anymore. I've let that go out of myself. I feel better about my life.
And then that way you're okay with not having the last drink either. So rather have the last piece of food than the last drink.
Yeah, I you know, as long as you don't take the last of everything.
Yeah.
But don't be that person and we can sit around staring at like three chippies on a plate and then waste them.